Yeah, are we?
There you go. Go
Okay.
ahead.
We will open the Subcommittee of Natural Resources for the Joint Ways and Means Committee for February 18th, 2016. We have a work session and an informational hearing. The first item on the agenda, I'll open the work session, is a new procurement system. Can we get the LFO report, and simultaneously can parties come up from the Department of Forestry and Department of Administrative Services? And you don't have to give a very lengthy presentation, but I'll get the LFO presentation first, and then we'll go to you.
Thank you, Co-Chair Devlin. Department of Forestry currently uses a procurement payment process that relies on a number of ad hoc resources, including the Forestry Purchase Order System, the state's Oregon Procurement Information Network, or ORPIN system, and a variety of manual or partially automated information systems and processes throughout the agency and its field offices. There were a number of studies, including the Secretary of State's audit, federal government audits, that have been conducted over the past few years that indicated that the current mix of manual automated ODF procurement, purchase order, and payment processes are not sustainable, do not meet the agency needs for internal controls, reporting, contract development, management, document storage, and retrieval. So in the agency's budget request in 2015, the agency proposed getting some funding to purchase a replacement, an end-to-end replacement for the purchase order and procurement system, but they had not gone very far in the planning process to do that, and so this body allowed them to expend some funds out of their out of another package that was for some administrative services costs to develop those plans and and make them adhere to the stage gate process, and then come back to this body to ask for funding once they were ready to actually do the implementation. This project is funded from both the general fund and from other funds expenditures, about $704,000 of general fund, $800,000 of other funds, and this system is not ready for complete deployment yet, or the individual deployment yet, but their planning process is to a state where they where LFO feels that it's as long as they continue to maintain their stage gate progress, that they will be ready to implement the software and hardware system sometime in September, I believe, is when we start doing this. And so we'd like to the agency would like to ask for the funding to be approved now, and then between LFO and the CFO's office, we'd assume that the funding would be unscheduled. And then when the agency has actually completed their Stage Gate 3 process, they would the funding would be released so that they can do the implementation.
Department of Forestry.
Good morning, Chair Devlin, Co-Chair Taylor, members of the committee. I'm Nancy Hirsch. I'm the Deputy State Forester for the department. And Satish Upadhyay here on my right is really the subject matter expert in providing the leadership on this. So in the interest of time, I'm just going to turn it over to him. But thanks for providing the opportunity for us today.
Sure. Good morning, Co-Chair Devlin and Taylor and members of the subcommittee. For the record, this is Satish Upadhyay. I'm the Chief of the Administrative Services Division and the CFO for the Department of Forestry. And as mentioned by Deputy State Forester Nancy Hirsch, we are here to seek your support for the Department of Forestry's request to replace its current antiquated payment system with modern purchasing and procurement software. So what this will enable us to do is to have a system that provides appropriate controls over its purchasing processes from request to payment. As mentioned by LFO, the cost of the project is approximately $1.8 million. And just like other agency administration costs, this will be funded using the agency administrative prorate system, which allocates funding across the agency's operating programs. And since our fire protection and private forest program pay a portion of their agency administration costs with general fund, we are requesting $704,286 of state general fund. In addition, we are also requesting an increase of $813,594 of other funds expenditure limitation. ODF will be using $300,000 of its existing other funds limitation for the project. The request also includes the establishment of 4 15-month limited duration positions. And this consists of a project manager 3, information system specialist 6, who will be functioning as a business analyst, an accountant 1, and a procurement and contract specialist 3. Let me briefly talk to you about some of our key challenges, why we are making this request, why we are here before you. Firstly, ODF's current purchase order system was deployed around the mid-1990s, utilizing a legacy version of Power Builder, which is no longer supported by the software manufacturer. Basically, it's based on outdated technology. Second, it's more of a payment than a procurement system. This is because the system allows purchase to be entered for payment, but it does not have a process to manage the purchasing process from requisition to receipt of goods and services. And thirdly, this current system has several limitations, like it does not interface with the other procurement databases and also has limited interface with the financial systems. And also, it requires that paper be moved from all of the state offices throughout the state and brought over to Salem for processing. As a result, there's lack of adequate internal controls. Collectively, what happens is during high transaction times, like when we have large fires, the payments become cumbersome and slow. And last but not the least, several agency audits, including studies, Secretary of State audits, and federal audits, have all pointed out that the agency's current system does not meet the agency's needs for internal control, reporting, contract development, among other issues. And all of these studies have recommended that ODF have an integrated enterprise purchasing and procurement system. So let me touch on what we've done so far to be project ready. LFO has already mentioned about this, so I won't spend too much time on it. The governor's budget for 2015-17 included funding for this system. The legislature directed ODF to do some more groundwork, and we were told to do 4 things. One was hire a qualified project manager. We were asked to develop a detailed business case and fundamental project management documents, acquire the services of a quality assurance contractor to do a risk assessment, and also work closely with the Office of the State CIO and the Legislative Fiscal Office to satisfy the joint state CIO-LFO stage gate review process. So to complete all of these due diligence activities as directed by the legislature, ODF and 8 other state agencies with similar needs came together to come up for improved to identify procurement contract for procurement software packages that can be used by all the collaborating agencies. So we are collaborating with 8 other agencies, and these include the Secretary of State's Office, Department of Administrative Services, DHS, Department of Consumer and Business Services, Judicial Department, and Revenue Department, and also the Department of Fish and Wildlife. So, and also we've been working closely with LFO and the State CIO's office to make sure that we are meeting all the requirements. On February 5th, we appeared before the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology. The committee supported this project and also made a positive note of the fact that this project would help implement controls to reduce risk of waste, fraud, and abuse. So, to conclude, if the legislature approves this request, we will have a system that does the following things. One, we'll have a procurement and purchasing system that adheres to industry standards. We'll have a system that meets the Secretary of State and federal audit requirements. We would be able to implement controls to reduce risk of fraud, waste, and abuse. And ODF would become part of a group of collaborating agencies using the same software. So in closing, on behalf of ODF, I would like to thank the subcommittee for your time and for the consideration of this request. We'll be glad to answer any questions.
Okay. Any statement from the Department of Administrative Services?
Kathy Connolly, Department of Admin Services, Chief Financial Office. Senator, we join in LFO's recommendation and then request approval of the project.
Any questions from the committee? Does someone want to move the LFO? Representative Parrish.
Thank you. A couple questions on the software, because, of course, we've certainly had our fair share of software headlines over the years. And I should have got these to you sooner. They popped in my head after we saw each other in the hall. Is the software you're buying off the shelf, is it ready-to-go software? Are we having to create something from scratch? And the second question is, if it is something that is off the shelf, are there other states that are using it? Do we have some proven success with this software? Or what is the actual kind of underlying?
Sure. Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Parrish, it is going to be off the shelf, and what we are, in fact, we are still in the investigatory phase right now. We are working with the state CIO's office and LFO to make sure that it's something that meets our needs. And risk mitigation is, of course, a big issue. So we're trying to do whatever we can to be prudent and to make the right decision.
Yes, follow.
Thank you. And so when you say procurement software, I mean, is this just for the purpose of purchasing? Do you have inventory that you're holding that this software would let you track as well? I mean, can you just describe the procurement piece a little bit better?
Sure. The procurement piece is we are spending a lot of energy into making sure that we buy the right kind of software. And the question here is the software that we buy has to be able to interface with existing. Like ARPAN is the software that's used by the state for procurement purposes. So we would be able to transfer inventory, and it would be able to interface with the other procurement and financial databases. In one financial database that it will have to interface with is SFMA. So making sure that it aligns and there's no duplication of efforts.
And one last follow-up. And on that software project, because we tend to stumble on these IT projects, so it's an off-the-shelf software potentially that you're looking at. Who sort of comes and hooks it up, right? So do you have an internal IT person who's going to do this? Is that part of the bid for the software, the purchasing the software, that they come and they do sort of that connection between you and DAS and you and any other agency they're connecting that software together so that it can interface the right way? Do you have an internal person who's doing that, or is that an external consultant type hire that you need to do to make that happen?
Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Parrish, it'll be both, because we will have the vendor and we'll be working with the vendor, and also that's why we are requesting four limited duration positions. We have a project manager, a business analyst, as well as a finance and a procurement position, because for the interface purposes to moving the data and all that, we need these resources, and of course we will need the help of the vendor.
Any additional questions? Can we get the LFO recommendation?
Certainly. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that the requested budget adjustments be included in a budget reconciliation bill during that 2016 session, with the understanding that this additional funding will remain unscheduled until approved for expenditure by both the Legislative Fiscal Office and the Department of Administrative Services Chief Financial Office, with some instructions, and those instructions include a number of items that are listed on the LFO analysis, including with relation to duties that we expect the agency to comply with regarding the stage gate process and the information provided to both the LFO and to the state CIO's office.
Any discussion? Is there a motion?
Any motion that we accept the LFO recommendation.
Any discussion of the motion before the committee? Any objection to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, the motion carries. Carrier for the full?
I would recommend, I'd volunteer if you need it.
Okay,
Chair, this will actually go into the budget reconciliation bill.
Okay.
So it'll just be with that single.
Okay, so it'll be part of the general bill. That's it. Okay. We're going to open an informational hearing. The Oregon Department of Forestry report on the status of the Forest Activity Electronic Reporting and Notification System. I always know that as FERNS.
FERNS. The FERNS system.
FERNS.
So, and since I'm supposed to be elsewhere.
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, yes.
Members of the subcommittee, the Department of Forestry's budget for 2015-17 included $1.4 million in funding to plan and implement two incremental enhancements to the Forest Activity Electronic Reporting and Notification System, or the FERNS system. The FERNS project was a result of recommendations made by independent assessment of the agency's operation of the Forest Practices Act. The FERNS project has been undertaken thus far in a phased multi-release method from 2012 to the present. Throughout the project's life cycle, ODF has worked with and provided regular status reports to the Office of the State Chief Information Officer and the Legislative Fiscal Office. The additional funding for these enhancements that were included in the agency's budget were to address two primary shortcomings of the existing FERNS system. One of them was to automate public subscriber access, And the second, to enhance landowner operator reporting and workflow and improvements for the agency. There's some tertiary benefits that went along with those, including resolution of existing bugs and small user enhancements for the system. And we have Lena Tucker here, who's the deputy chief for the fire forest or the private forest divisions, to explain or to give you an overview of what they've done so far and kind of give you a some insight as to what the remaining project will hold. So.
And I'm on a Nancy Hirsch, Deputy State Forester for Oregon Department of Forestry, co-chair, members of the committee. As Matt has already described, Lena's here to provide this update. I will just share that I think that this notification system is a great example of success and an investment that you endorsed in a previous session, and I think could be a model for how we implement and move forward with the procurement system that we just talked about. It's been a real success to date, not only for us, but more specifically for the customers that we serve.
Good morning, Co-Chair Taylor, members of the committee. I'm Lena Tucker. I'm the Deputy Chief for the Private Forest Division with the Oregon Department of Forestry. I appreciate your time this morning as I provide you with an update of our electronic notification system. A little bit of history and background for you. The Forest Practices Act is a cornerstone of resource protection on private forest lands in Oregon. It requires adequate staffing to provide education and technical assistance to landowners, perform site inspections, and conduct effectiveness and compliance monitoring. The development of e-notification achieves ODF's strategic initiative goal to seek effectiveness and efficiency in how we administer the Forest Practices Act. The original project goals include the ability for the customer or the notifier to submit a notification of forest operation and to apply for a permit to use fire and operate power-driven machinery on forest land electronically. The system provides for electronic communication between ODF stewardship foresters and the customers over the life of a notification. Another goal was to produce reports for the supervisors of the stewardship foresters to help monitor workload, accomplishments, and customer service performance. An integrated GIS system for increased resource protection, as stewardship foresters are able to conduct their resource reviews within the system rather than going to separate programs. And finally, the ability to take a standalone version of the system for forest practices and industrial fire inspections with them out into the field on a mobile device improves our foresters' efficiencies in how they conduct their inspection visits and their reporting. So another bit of history about the project. The development of this web-based system was identified as a key business improvement need for ODF. In 2011, during the 11-13 legislative session, we received direction via a budget note to take a hard look at our efficiencies and effectiveness and how we administer the FPA. So we contracted with an independent third party to do a lean business improvement assessment and make recommendations on cost savings, efficiencies, cost avoidance strategies that could prove effective for our administration of the FPA. We conducted a series of interactive sessions to gather information on the administrative process. We met with customers, stakeholders, elected officials to validate the issues and needs. In 2013, we retained a qualified consultant to develop and implement this electronic notification system. October 1st, 2014, we went live with the first release of this system, which addressed the minimum legal requirements for processing our notifications of forest operations and the permit to operate power-driven machinery, along with our integrated GIS system for tracking operations across the landscape. And again, in December 2014, we went live with a second phase, which added in the ability to conduct industrial fire inspections and provide for continuations of a notification into the next calendar year. Finally, in June of 2015, we went live with the mobile application for our foresters to do their industrial fire inspections as well as our forest practices inspections with them in the field. Benefits realized include 100% of our notifications are now submitted electronically. When we went live starting October 1st, 2014 through the end of that calendar year, we had 24 notifications entered into the system. Calendar year 2015, there were approximately 15,200 notifications of operations in the system. And to date, starting in January, there are 2,166 new notifications that have been entered in January and February. We have a fairly robust geospatial component, which includes the ability for notifiers to cut and paste their own GIS shapefiles from their GIS systems into e-notification. That's really received some good reviews for our customers on having that ability. We have significantly reduced the administrative workload as paper notifications no longer need to be manually entered into a database and then digitally mapped into a separate mapping program. And again, with the launch of the mobile application, our foresters no longer have to do their inspection reports on paper while they're in the field. They can do them on a mobile device. With House Bill 5019, Budget Package 151, that was approved during the 2015 legislative session, we are working on the following items. Customer workflow improvement is a key item. While our system has been successful in meeting the most basic legal requirements and the function to receive and process a notification, there are some improvements that are necessary that we continue to meet our legal requirements and set a firm foundation for future expansions, such as the public portal for subscriptions. So improving the customer and stewardship forester workflows, those items have been based on input from all users, customer side and internal users, in the first year and a half that the system has been in use. We have to do a little bit more work in improving our GIS system to add some more additional components for resource protection review for our stewardship foresters. And we're also working on providing an easy-to-use format for supervisors and stewardship foresters to track completion of operations, the number of fire and forest practices inspections that they have completed, and the number and types of activities accomplished, such as acres harvested, acres reforested, miles of road improved. And again, this will help us track performance, identify workload needs, inequities, and measure our customer service. Finally, the addition of the public portal for subscriptions to notifications will automate and provide needed efficiencies in our current paper-based process. Development ideas that we have include providing the ability for a customer to register in the system, to receive electronic copies of the notifications of forestry operations in the area around their home, their watershed, or area of interest. As a great number of our subscribers are cities, counties, sister agencies, we will work with those entities to determine how we can best deliver them the notifications that they're interested in. We believe that automating the public subscription system is the next logical step to improving our efficiencies to our customers, and it will relieve the cost burden on the public that currently have to pay for the paper copies and the administrative time to print, copy, and mail those notifications. And if the customer does not have readily available internet service, then we will work with them to find the best solution to get their subscriptions processed for them. This is just a quick look at the package itself. We are currently working on development package number one. Again, this is the foundation. We need to shore up the foundation of the existing system, do some workflow improvements, some of the reporting features. The second package is fully dedicated to the public portal for subscriptions to notifications. We did receive support and maintenance, a biannual amount for support and maintenance of the system throughout the lifetime of it. And we do have a limited duration project manager 3 to manage the project. And finally, the project timeline. So it's a little tight, but we're working to reduce the time to delivery. We did have about a 2-month delay for our starting point because of the extreme fire season of 2015. All of our team, which includes stewardship foresters, staff from IT and my program, a lot of them have fire duties, and it was a rough year. So we didn't quite get out the gate as soon as we thought we would, but we're doing really, really well now. We're catching up. So all team members that we have are fully engaged, ready to go, working. We have reduced the time to vendor onboarding by leveraging the existing state contract from our last phase of Ferns development. And the two major releases that we're working on right now, package one is in development. These are the enhancements, the workflow improvements, needed functionality. And we are estimating completion and release date in June of 2016. And right on the heels of that, we will start the development of Phase Package 2, which is a public portal for subscriptions. And we plan a release date of late spring 2017 for that. ODF has been working with the Office of the State CIO and LFO throughout the life of this project. Brief overview. If any of you are interested in the future to see a demonstration of the system, I'd be happy to meet with you and show you how it works. Do you have any questions?
Thank you. Any questions, Senator Hansel?
Just very well done. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's nice. Senator Denbrough?
I do. Thank you. Well, it's great to see this getting going, really. And I probably will want to see a demonstration, especially as that public portal rolls out, because we've talked a lot about it and trying to make it as user-friendly as possible. And remind me, do you envision a time where just, you know, if I'm interested in knowing, you know, what's going on in the forest over near Senator Hansel, I can go in and get that information, you know, in terms of are there regulated burns happening or, you know, of course this came up in the whole issue around aerial spraying, you know, projects that are going to happen sometime in the near future, or remind me how that's going to work, if you would, Lena.
Yes, Co-Chair Taylor, Senator Denbrough, we do envision that the automated subscription process will provide access to the customer of the current notification, the written plan, the paperwork that we now provide them today by mail. So in a sense, you could go into the system, register as a subscriber, designate the area of interest that you would like to receive either all the notifications for harvesting, forest road development, slash treatment, or aerial application or hand application of pesticide. And that information would be delivered to you electronically, perhaps in the format of having your own dashboard on notifications that you're watching and tracking, much like our stewardship foresters do. Those are some of the initial ideas for development that my staff has been working with the vendor just a little bit to kind of tease out, you know, how this would actually work. We have a great base in the existing system for the registration process, for the mapping of the areas of operations that people are going to be operating on, and we believe we can use those foundation elements to complete the public portal for subscriptions.
Great. And a follow-up, and just as a reminder, how real-time would those be? Right. I mean, how precise, you know, does the system, will the system allow that information to be in terms of, you know, when a burn is going to happen or, you know, et cetera?
So Representative Taylor, Senator Denbrough, currently with the paper-based subscriber process, if a subscriber is listed in an area that there is an operation in, we have 6 working days to get them a copy of the notification and the activities that are going to happen. The start and end dates on the notification, as you know, they are approximate. You know, they are not down to a specific, you know, beginning date. It depends on the operational requirements.
And weather.
And weather. Like that, yeah. It's when you're talking about planned burn activities or herbicide application activities. One of the things that this is going to do is reduce the mailing time. So in terms of receiving the information, I think one of the things we want to make sure happens first is our stewardship foresters review the notification. That's part of their job, review it for protected resources. But definitely I think we can meet or definitely beat the 6-day timeline because we don't have to pop it in the mail. We basically hit send on those notifications after they've been reviewed and commented on by the forester.
And just one last follow-up. You know, as I think you know, it would be my desire to get these notifications to be as real-time as possible. And is there anything in the structure of the IT that would prevent that from happening, or it's more kind of a policy question?
Yes,
Co-Chair Taylor, Senator Depro. The sky's the limit with IT, as you all know. we have to have very specific goals and objectives to make the system functional and successful. What you're asking is really a policy discussion that I'd be happy to meet with you on, as well as other stakeholders, to discuss that into the future.
Great. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions? So then I think that we're going to close the informational hearing. Thank you so much. That was very informative. I had the advantage of them coming to my office yesterday and telling me all of this, so I got a lot of my questions answered. So thank you so much, and we'll go ahead and close the informational hearing. Thank you. Thank you.